hottest topics in the worlds of sports and the Cleveland Cavaliers. This is the Hot Take Express with your host, Chris Clement, Chad Weaver. This is Chris Clem. We're here on the Hot Take Express. With me, as always, is my enemy, friend, debater, idiot, genius, depending on what his take is, depending on what my mood is. Chad the Rad Dad Weaver.
Yeah. It's exciting to be here. They've been calling me Chad, hottest takes this side of the pancakes Weaver ever since I was a child. Excited to be here with Chris, mentally incapacitated Clem is what I call him.
Oh, what a burn!
I'm telling you that. You know what? And you know what? I'm not even going to say mentally incapacitated. I'm not going to say the R word. You know why? Because I think saying the R word is mean.
It's too much. And you know what else? Man, you don't know what you're talking about when it comes to sports. You don't know what it comes to talk about when it comes to name calling. You don't know what it talks about when it comes to dressing. You don't know what it comes to talk about internet surveys. You are not a guy who can compare to me on the expertise level.
Yeah, you know what, though? I think I can handle you when it comes to talking about what's the best breakfast buffet in town.
Okay, bonus topic. What's the best breakfast buffet in town?
Denny's, all day, baby. I know it's not a buffet, but man, you can get never-ending food there for such a low, low price, baby.
Look, I don't mean to call you an idiot, but you're an idiot. Because if your city has an Eaton Park, their breakfast buffet has all kinds of stuff on it. I could get French toast. I could get sausage. I could get bacon. I could get fruit. I could get pancakes. I could get eggs. Whatever they want to put out there is what I could get.
Eaton Park is what I call Eaton. Get the heck out of there because it's gross. Eaton Park is below Golden Corral. Golden Corral isn't even a dining establishment. It's a rodeo for overweight bulls. Yeah, Golden Corral is a rodeo for people who don't want to admit they have depression but know that they eat too much, okay? It's the worst place.
Stop disrespecting the chocolate fountain. I could dip anything in there, including my failed marriages.
Oh, get out of here. But you know what you can't dip in? Your hot takes is only going to make them colder, baby. It's only going to make them colder than that hot chocolate sauce.
Hot take.
All right, debate topic number one. Cavs resting, good or bad?
Good or bad? I think it's the best thing that has ever happened in the world. Unless you think it's the best thing that's ever happened in the world, which in this case, it's the cancer of the league. So give me your take.
My take, okay, you live in L.A., you want to cry because you don't get to see LeBron James play. Well, guess what? When I go to a basketball game, I don't get to look at Jack Nicholson. So do you see me crying that he doesn't play where I go? I want Jack Nicholson to be at my games, and until he shows up at every NBA game, I'm not going to be upset that the Cavs rest.
Oh, here we go. It's an East-West rivalry thing. Jack Nicholson can get out of here. Spike Lee all day, baby. Knicks. Go Knicks, man. The best thing
Spike
about the
Lee.
Knicks, besides the best team in the league, aka the New York Knicks, is seeing Spike Lee. It's like seeing a Spike Lee joint every night.
This isn't a super teams hot take battle, and if you're telling me that Jack, the guy from The Shining, the guy, here's Johnny, the Joker, is worse than Spike Lee, then get off this show and get off these airwaves right now because you are wrong.
Chirac is the one flew over the cuckoo's nest for our generation, baby. Get out of here, Jack Nicholson, Jack Suckleson.
Whoa. Jack Nicholson is as good as it gets. Case closed.
You know what? Jack Nicholson isn't as good as it gets. You know why? Because Spike Lee's middle name is Dime. That's five more cents than Nichols, baby. Get out of here.
There's nothing worse than your take on rest than your take on best courtside fans. Sidebar, who has the best hot dogs in the NBA?
Best hot dogs in the NBA?
I'm going with Milwaukee. They put cheese curds on them.
Uh-oh. You know what? I'm going to go with New Orleans Smoothie King Arena, baby, because they got DeMarcus Cousins, man. You know he's eating hot dogs.
Good point.
Hot take.
Topic two, the Cavs defense. It's pretty bad. Why do you think it is?
Why do I think the defense is so bad?
What can they do about it?
What can they do about it? They can not care about it, man. Defense is for people with something to lose. And I know you're thinking, the Cleveland Cavaliers, they got everything to lose. They're the world champions. But baby, defense is for people that are afraid. The Cavs aren't scared, man. The Cavs aren't scared. Cavs are the best team in the league. They don't got nothing to prove. They're gonna kill you. They're gonna kill your family. That's their defense.
This is where I have incontrovertible proof that you are wrong. Empirical evidence is on my side. Last summer in Sports Illustrated magazine, LeBron James said he is being haunted by the ghost of Michael Jordan. Haunted means you are afraid. He is afraid of ghosts. Who are you gonna call? The Cavs don't know. It's not a defensive specialist. And Michael Cooper is not coming through that door. Alvin Robertson is not coming through that door. Scottie Pippen is not coming through that door, but Michael Jordan's ghost is, and he is haunting them, haunting them, haunting them.
I think Michael Jordan's ghost is haunting them because Michael Jordan wants to know what it's like to hang out with a good team. Hot take express, baby. Michael Jordan doesn't know what success is, so he's hanging out with LeBron.
Does Michael Jordan's ghost overvalue 6'8 white guys in college basketball as much as Michael Jordan?
Michael Jordan's ghost overvalues everything white because he's a ghost. As far as I know, ghosts are all white and translucent, man. It's pretty racist out there for ghosts, man. Where you get a black ghost up in here, man? Where's black ghosts? Racism, man. Racism.
Counterpoint, Michael Jordan has a ghost, yet he's still alive. How is this possible? Some sort of interdimensional trans-cross riff? Is he some sort of robot? It's the Charlotte Hornets Michael Jordan. Really, Michael Jordan.
It's not, because here's the thing. When Michael Jordan went to go play baseball, what actually happened is Michael Jordan died, and they cloned him from his basketball sneakers. Like, have you seen the movie Like Mike? This is scientifically proven. There was a Disney movie about it. It's called Like Mike. They find his shoes, and it says Michael Jordan in there. You know what actually happened is they just took his shoes to another man that kind of looked like Michael Jordan, and they gave them to him. And then that man went on to win 3 championships and then come back to a very disappointing Washington Wizards team. And he's the guy who owns the Charlotte Hornets, okay? Michael Jordan has long been dead, and his ghost is the one haunting LeBron.
Better kids basketball movie, Thunderstruck or Like Mike?
Thunderstruck is never gonna leave your team high and dry. Like Mike all day, baby, like Mike.
Ooh, can't argue that point.
I can. You know what? I'm taking the other side. Thunderstruck's
the best
movie.
What? You can't switch back? No, I will not support Like Mike because it uses a fake NBA team. The Knights do not exist in the NBA. If I'm going to go for an NBA movie, I'm going with Eddie, Whoopi Goldberg, Frank Langella. The man has range. He played Nixon and Skeletor. What else could you ask for?
I don't know, man. I think Like Mike, I mean, you look at his range. He can take it to the hole and shoot the outside shot, man. What's the best draftable, here, new hot take express topic. It's new rail. We're riding the rails.
Switching tracks?
Yeah, switching tracks. Switching tracks. Here's the next hot take topic. Who are you drafting? If this is the upcoming draft, who are you going to draft? A fake NBA player. One of the two guys from White Men Can't Jump. The little kid, Lil Bow Wow from Like Mike. That kid that Kevin Durant plays with in Thunderstruck. Or another basketball movie which I do not know of. Because of my youthful age.
Is Dr. J from The Fish That Saved Pittsburgh eligible to be drafted?
You know Dr. J's always eligible to be drafted.
He's my number one pick. I'm going with the doctor, Dr. J.
You know what? Okay. You know what? I respect it. But I'm going with Will Chamberlain from the Conan the Destroyer movies, man.
What? That's out of the box. You didn't know. That's not a basketball movie. If that's the case, then I'm going to go with Giant Man from Captain America 3 because he can be as big as possible. Nobody's going to get a shot off on Giant Man.
You know what? No, if we're going that way, man, then I'm going with Iron Giant from the film Iron Giant. He's so kind, and he's going to tear you up in the post.
What a matchup. Giant Man versus Iron Giant. Nobody's resting on that game.
No, no one's resting, except probably still Tony Parker. He's very old.
He is old. He's been through a lot. Eva Longoria. Yeah. We remember.
We remember, Tony.
Hot take! Hot take!
Topic 3. Our final topic on today's show.
Bring the heat.
Larry Sanders, good or bad?
At what? Artistry?
Basketball? The question is what the question is. Why is it always an argument? We have facts that we lay out, and you want to change the question. Larry Sanders may be good at artistry, may be good at getting arrested in drug deals. It's up to you to decide which topic. It says good or bad. Our producer, Tony, writes these topics down, and he gives them to us to debate.
It almost seems like we are made up of arbitrary topics here that we have to argue in order to keep our elevated voice. And to keep arguing about something for no reason, even though it really doesn't matter. And we have to keep coming up with different topics each time to keep feeding the viewers that our producer just keeps funneling towards us. And it's almost like the viewers at this point don't even know why they're watching. They just see two people yelling, and it seems to be something. It seems to be important because they're yelling. And, you know, emotions are reserved for important, passionate topics. But the truth is that we're just using this for viewership and ratings and for commercials.
Are you trying to pinpoint the fact that when my voice gets higher and louder, that's me trying to feign emotion in a topic that I absolutely do not care about and have done no research on, and instead I'm just projecting this because we are being paid a salary to fill airtime so sponsors can buy advertisements, continue us to get paid, while we project nothing of substance into the greater ecosystem when it comes to culture or any sort of intelligent discussion? Even in the world of sports, we are not contributing one thing, but we are making it seem as so. Is that what you're trying to say, Chad Weaver?
Yes, I am. And also, Larry Sanders is the best player that's ever played in the NBA.
I wasn't listening.
Yeah. Thanks. I take
you. No, we got this in. Come back. We'll be back.
No, please help me. Hot take.
Chris Clem's Cavs Cast is brought to you by Chris Clem. The Cleveland Cavaliers do not support, endorse, or in any way approve of this podcast. If you'd like to get a hold of us, our phone number is 330-822-2296. Or you can email me at c4podcast@chrisclem.net. Thanks for listening.
This has been a Lousy Weather Media Network production. Find new episodes and archives at lousyweathermedia.com.
Yeah, baby.